I'd like to illustrate how we are adopted by God when we receive Christ. I actually wrote this a year and a half ago. I thought I was going to lead the call to worship and then only got to it now. I need an object lesson. Matt Timmons, could you stand up? I see you have three daughters. Now, if I would threaten to harm your oldest daughter, Caitlin, what would you do?
I had a
question. I'll get something threatening. Unless you're very non-resistant, you would defend her. In fact, you may say, Elizabeth, get the children out of here while I stay here and protect you. In the end, it would come down to you saying, the only way anyone is going to hurt my daughter is over my dead body. You have to go through me first before anything happens to her. But I see your youngest daughter, Geneva. She's very cute, but I notice she looks a little different than you. What if I would come at her to threaten her? What would you do?
Give it a try.
Now, Matt, anyone could understand if you feel different about her. She's not really your flesh and blood. She's just adopted. You don't have to explain to us why you wouldn't defend her with your life. So you defend her too?
Absolutely, sir.
Okay, you can sit down. You see, that's the way God defends us. The Father had the Son to relate to. He didn't need to adopt us as His children, especially a bunch of disobedient screw-ups. For anyone that receives Christ, He adopts us. He says, there's no one that's going to hurt you. No one touches my children without first going through me. In fact, He says, I'm willing to die before anyone hurts you. It's only over my dead body. Neither death nor life, nor angels, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing is able to hurt us. This is the God we worship.